Hello, I'm Neil Whelan, and welcome to the Wesleyan Podcast. In this episode, brought to you by Wesleyan Financial Services, we're heading back north of the border with Monica Bacolt, talking to Wesleyan Financial Services Specialist Financial Advisor, Mona Beattie, about what life's like for NHS dentists and their finances in Scotland. They cover the various tax bans in Scotland, the importance of financial planning, and some of the main topics dentists are contacting us to talk about. But before we get into it, this is the reminder that this podcast is for information only and doesn't constitute financial advice. But stay tuned until the end, and I'll be back to tell you how to get in contact with Wesleyan Financial Services to get the advice you need. And with that, I'll hand you over to Mona. And first up, Monica.
Hi, Mona. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Wesleyan Podcast. Now, you're a specialist financial advisor serving dentists and other dental professionals on the east coast of Scotland. I've heard some really positive things regarding NHS dentistry in Scotland recently. Based on your interactions with NHS dentists, would you say this is a fair comment?
Yes, thank you very much. On the whole, I would say it is a fair comment. I think the dentists who are looking to remain within the NHS have definitely got reasons to stay for the foreseeable. And for the dentists that were looking to move to private, again, they've obviously then had reasons to move. The positive is the fact that obviously the increase in fees for extractions and dentures has obviously been welcomed, as has the simplification of the items. However, some dentists are finding feel it's not quite gone far enough, and that's mainly due to the increase in the lab costs and obviously the stock prices that have more than doubled, unfortunately, for some items. But on the whole, it has landed well.
Oh, that's positive, but that, yeah, those lab increases do sound expensive. Moving on to a related topic, Scotland now has six tax bans with the introduction of the new 45% tax band or advanced rate of tax in Scotland. How do you think that this may have impacted dentists if they're looking at an increase in costs already and now they've got this additional tax rate?
Yeah, certainly interesting times ahead in Scotland. Obviously, not only do we have the 45% new tax, but we've also got 48% for those lucky earners who are earning over £125,140. I've never once come across a dentist yet who actually likes paying tax. So I think that right now the key is speaking to their specialist accountants and also speaking and seeking advice and just basically trying to guide them through these uncertain times. Obviously, now in the UK, we're by far paying more tax than any other areas. So if there's any ways that dentists can reduce their tax bills in any way, shape or form in a legitimate way, as I say, speaking to the accountants and seeking financial advice is obviously the first port of call.
Okay, thanks. And do you think it might also be beneficial for dentists to seek financial planning to try and mitigate some of the effect? I mean, the first port of call, obviously their accountant, but would it be helpful to speak to an advisor?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's a significant change that affects their income or their lifestyle, then a review really should be sought. Right now, pensions are one of the ways of helping to reduce tax due to obviously the tax relief. But obviously, this is not the answer for everyone. It's only part of the financial health check. Protection and family needs also need to be addressed because that is the key and the foundation of all good financial planning. Disposable income for most is obviously decreased, especially with the cost of living and the fact now in Scotland we've got these additional tax rates. So making sure that you're having a review and covering off your own individual needs for the short, the medium and the long term is going to be vital, not only now, but regularly getting that review moving forward as well.
Thanks, Mona. And generally speaking, what are NHS dentists contacting you about with regard to financial advice?
I think at the moment, obviously, NHS dentists are really just wanting a good recap of their NHS basket of benefits. Personally, I find that that's something that really gets lost. They've got their heads down, they're doing their drilling and their filling, but and obviously, you know, whatever your take is on NHS dentistry, people have been obviously working really quite hard. And I do think that it's good for them to sort of recap of all the benefits that they get. Obviously, the employer contribution, their own employee contribution. Again, people don't understand how much that they're contributing each month. And also as well, just kind of understanding that the NHS will always give you something back, hopefully that will be your pension. But if unfortunate things happen along the way, if there's death or ill health, then the NHS will protect you and your family as well. So I think for me, it's just making sure that the dentists actually understand the NHS basket of benefits as a whole and what they've actually got. And more importantly, if they are looking to move towards private, what they would actually lose by dropping NHS income and increasing private. It's quite key to understand how that what the basket of benefits they would lose if they do more private work.
Okay, that's interesting. And what sort of, how would they go about plugging these gaps, you know, when they're moving to private? Sorry.
Yeah, again, it's obviously just sitting down and have a review, because obviously we don't have a one-stop shop and it's not a one fit for all. Depends on people's individual circumstances and obviously what their priorities are. The key, as I've mentioned, of all financial planning is making sure you're protected if you're unfortunate enough to be unable to work due to sickness. If you've got a young family, again, it's making sure that they're protective. And also then, you know, we would all like to hope at some point in the future we would get to retire, although that age keeps moving in an upward fashion. But if we are fortunate enough to get to retirement, we want to be able to make sure that we can enjoy it. So it's just understanding and, again, making sure you do the provisions in place so that you can have an enjoyable long, long, long holiday when you do finally get to retirement.
That does sound like the best plan for everybody. And when thinking about retirement and pension planning, have you, there's been quite a few recent changes to the rules surrounding ISAs. What are your thoughts on these changes? How do they relate to any pension planning that you've done with your clients recently? Would you say the two things are related or not really?
I think, as I say, everybody's individual needs are quite different, and focusing on making sure you've got enough set aside for an emergency short-term need. So, for example, for dentists, mainly they're self-employed. So if their car doesn't work or they need new tyres, they need to make sure that they've got a short-term pot available to obviously pay for any of these things, or the boiler breaks down, things like that. So the key is making sure that you've got enough short-term savings ahead. In an ideal world, we say that that should be three times what your take-home pay is, up to a maximum of 15,000. But I do emphasise that is an ideal world, and it's been several years since we've lived in one of them. But it is obviously something to strive towards, those figures. And then looking towards the medium and the long term, it depends really what the individual's goals are. Some dentists are maybe looking to start saving up to buy their own practice. So tax efficient saving than either at that point, if it's going to be over 5 years, looking at stocks and shares either might make more sense. But then coming back to the fact that we obviously in Scotland have these new tax rate bans. So therefore, pension planning might become key because they might be wanting to reduce the amount of tax they pay. And also as well, if they're NHS and private income has switched, then it becomes so important to making sure that you're still going to be able to sort of fund retirement as well. But I must point out at this time that obviously we don't have a magic ball and crystal ball, so we past performance is obviously not an indication of future performance. And you know, especially the impacts that the world had at COVID and the way the stock market's dropped, obviously we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But things, obviously, we'd like to hope are going to improve in the future.
Mona, that's all been really, really insightful. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank you very much for your insights. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you to Monica and Mona. If you are looking for expert financial advice, go to wesleyan.co.uk, where you can book a no-obligation appointment with a Wesleyan Financial Services Specialist Financial Advisor. You can also find out more about Wesleyan more generally on Twitter, /X, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, LinkedIn. And if you found the podcast useful, you can like and subscribe to us on all the usual platforms, as well as on YouTube, where there's a whole library of videos covering a wide range of financial planning topics. But that's it for now. So until next time, thanks for listening.